born again, Spirit-filled, but life's about our own kingdom. Not agreeing that it's not being independent and self-reliant. It's being subject to the Father of Lies' mission to weaken the nations. And soon as we step into orphan thinking, we weaken the nations. One third of heaven defiled. It weakens the family structure. But as soon as we move into Father thinking, Hebrews 12:9, be subject to the Father's mission and live. Be subject to the Father of Lies' mission and spiritual death. So you do your carpet time. You run to conference after conference, but there's something about 14 days. Have you noticed? No matter how great a move of God that happens in your life, within 14 days, it kind of, Jeremiah 2:13, you've cut out for yourself cisterns, broken cisterns that hold no water at all. It's like gone within a couple of weeks. Because we move back home into the orphan thinking. And then we find ourselves living outside of the bosom of God's love, though He never leaves nor forsakes you. And see, that's why I believe in John 14:18, the center of the entire Bible. It's the turning point of the entire Bible when Jesus said these words on the last night of His life. He says, I will not leave you as orphans, but I will come to you. That's the turning point of 4,000 years of history. Because for 4,000 years, mankind lived life as if they didn't have a home. You can fulfill all of the religious duties. You can be one of the greatest men of purity, integrity, wisdom, and knowledge and understanding of the 20th century, Derek Prince, and still live your life as if you don't have a home. And so Jesus on that final night says, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. Why did He say it this way? Why did He say, I'll come to you? Because orphans do not have the faith to get to the Father on their own. Orphans have no faith for anyone to meet their need. Because orphans, the only way they get anything is they have to take it if they get anything. And so He says, I'll come to you. And He doesn't stop there. Verse 21, He says, I will disclose myself. And He's speaking of in that verse the love that He has for you. I will disclose my love to you. That word disclose in Greek is I'll make known to one or more of your five senses my love for you. And then verse 23, and my Father and I will make our home in you. He'll not leave you as an orphan, but He's going to come to you and express His love in such a way that one of your five senses can actually sense His love, and you're going to be at home in the Father, and the Father at home in you in Isaiah 61:6, and He'll not rest until you come into this place of being at home in His love. But it begins by recognizing that this whole issue of the spiritual orphan began many, many, many years ago. And you could have been raised in a good home, but lived your entire life as if you didn't have a home. It's not a matter of if it was a bad home you grew up in. It's a matter of, have you been introduced to a loving Father, and did you receive it? That's the issue. Because when you receive a loving Father, Romans 8:15 occurs. I've not given you a spirit of bondage that leads unto fear again, but I've given you a spirit of adoption. In Greek, I've placed you in the Father's presence to where you can cry out, Daddy. All fear is gone. All bondage is gone. But see, you can legally be a son or daughter and choose to live your entire life as if you don't have a home.